Village around Lake City as a whole, December 7th, 2015.
Good evening, everybody, and I call the order of the village for the Village of Brown Lake Committee as a whole meeting of December 7, 2015, 7:46 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Here.
Trustee Fry.
Right.
Trustee Crowley.
Right.
Trustee Newby. Trustee Rodriguez.
Right.
Trustee Turpin.
Present.
Make a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the committee as a whole meeting of November 16, 2015.
Second.
Right. Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Fry. Is there any discussion? All, what's the word? Thank you. Oh, boy. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Down to no public comment. Down to Public Works. Clerk Rio.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Board, staff is requesting permission to purchase some DID local for our snow removal operation. We had a quote from Industrial Systems LTD who supplied our anti-ID removal last year. The interim director last year found and used the liquid here at Thermal Point R, and staff has indicated that they had really good luck with it last winter. It will work down to negative 30 degrees, which is very useful for when it gets real cold. The regular rock salt stops working effectively about 15 above. So this gives us an option over cold weather when we have hard pack on the roads. We can also use it to pre-treat our roads to keep hardpack and ice from forming. We can mix it with our salt when we do salt to increase the effectiveness of the salt and keep it down on the road so it doesn't bounce as much when we spread it. There are probably 100 different liquids out there. Each of them has a different characteristic. Some are better than others. The fact that staff has used this before and had good success, for me to stick with it. We just recently got a new liquid paint, so we can take deliveries of liquids up to 6,250 gallons. We're recommending that we start with 4,500 gallons, which is their standard delivery option. And I'd like permission to continue to purchase throughout the winter as needed up to our budget amount.
Any questions? This is a no-brainer. Put it on the consent agenda. An emergency snow removal contract.
Speaking with winter operations, staff is recommending that the village enter into a contract for emergency snow removal. This would include things like end loaders and semi-trucks in case we get a little massive snow and we can't handle it in-house efficiently or effectively. Talking real heavy snow, a couple of feet in a small time frame, maybe heavy machinery to unload the streets to get things opened up for traffic and residents. I believe the resolution is written in a way that the mayor, for his best of me, has the authority to call in the contractor. The contractor would then work at the rates that they proposed in the contract. I like the idea of doing this because we know the cost is up front as opposed to calling a contractor at random when we already have previous snow and payments come in and they can give us whatever price they want. The only contractor who responded was Mark Mead Excavating. Their proposal is attached in the packet.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Which one do you want?
The one that we received that was from Mark Mead, so I recommend going with Mark Mead.
Okay. I thought it was two.
I sent out to a number of contractors at the time that the pack went out. I hadn't heard back from all of them yet. At this time, the only one who stopped was Monday.
Okay. That's all I need to know. All right. Then you going to move forward? Are you still there?
I absolutely want to move.
We're going to let you move forward.
Everybody in agreement with that?
Okay.
That's good. Now, let's move forward.
I don't know. By the way, you did a splendid job on that 15th.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, the Bears played yesterday, and we're still in there.
I thought, let's put it like this. Parkview was clean when I went out the door that next morning, and I saw snow this high on top of my weather grip. So I know that it was fine. You did a splendid job. Pack us up on the back, but you've done it again.
I'll pass on one of
the things. Make sure to tell your people the same thing.
Very good. On to the police department chief with closed circuit video system.
Mr. Members of the board. Excuse me. The police department is requesting authorization to purchase a replacement building closed circuit TV system. The system that we have has run its course. It's burning out. Even last Friday, one of the monitors went off. It is antiquated, and it just doesn't work. It's not something that has failed. It's failed. It's just one of those things that fell off suddenly. But it's a two-part system. We have a separate recording device that goes into one of our interview rooms. The Illinois compiled statutes require us to record certain interviews and keep those recordings indefinitely. The recording system we had in an interview room was a VHS system. We've had recently trouble trying to find VHS tapes.
Call that old technology.
And the sad thing is that fell apart on us as well. So we have a VHS tape, the building test as well if anyone needs one.
I was gonna show you how much that I got last.
So we put out requests for price quotes and we did get three back. And the one that was the best price was Current Technologies at $18,577.79. And they will add three more cameras to what we already have. We have none that cover the public, but there are parking lots to detect people that are in the parking lot. And also in one part of our parking lot, in fact, that building isn't recorded now, we would add a camera there. And this system would be run on, it would be computer-based, so there's not a lot of moving parts to it. And it can be updated a lot more readily than a mechanical system, which the other two, Advent, who presented a quote for $27,000, and Midco for $31,944. Midco pretty much is replacing what we already have. And that was old when they built the building. So, and we budgeted, we had money set aside or allocated for this project at $22,500. And I think after reviewing all the components, dealing with the vendors and the cooperation we got, just getting the bids, one of them took 4 months and a lot of trying, and a call to the boss or the owner of the company to get the phone. So Current Technologies is the one that we recommend. And I have confidence that they'll do it right, and this is what we're requesting to make that purchase. From Current Tech. The price of $18,577.79 reflects a $100 discount that they're getting from one of the suppliers if we order it this calendar year. Otherwise, it'll cost, if we wait until January to give them the go ahead and order the parts, we will have to pay $100 a month. So I'm also requesting to give them the okay site for parts acquisition cost.
I see this not as a want. Okay, this is an absolute need.
This is a 24-hour system.
Yes. So they record 24 hours and hold it for 30 days.
Okay, well, I like the whole idea.
One of the things I think is absolutely a necessity is more and more we have parents who are exchanging their children for, and they're doing it out front, and issues arise. And there's no way for our officers to actually know what's going on, but they're the ones who are going to get called. Additionally, certainly the safety of our building as well. How long did they say it would take them to be able to, once you give them the okay, how long would it be before this is actually installed?
Current tech is pretty quick about it. When they have a job to put in, I would suggest that it would probably be maybe no later than the end of January.
This is amazing.
Do we need a motion from us just to let him go ahead and at least get the purchase order started so he gets the discount?
I'll see you both.
That's what I'm saying. So we should maybe just go and just to let, I mean, we just let him put the paperwork in. Then we'll vote.
We just ratify it, right?
You can ratify it. We just have a consensus to say go ahead and order it.
Go ahead. No.
Whatever it takes, just to make it
clear. Loud and clear.
Thank you.
Sorry about the one from our technology. I
wanted
to make sure I
attended
the right.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Under administration, Steve, draft comprehensive plan. Yay. Bravo.
I believe this whole process started under Trustee Traley and Mayor McGill's trust.
Correct.
Before my time.
It's
been a little over a year since the comprehensive plan process started. I appreciate your involvement with it. It has been a long process. There's been trustee involvement, community involvement, a Lubin panel involvement, and we finally get to a point where we now have a new comprehensive plan. The last one was done in 2006. I promise I will make this rather quick. The presentation in front of you was also done at the planning and zoning meeting from Mike Liu from Tesco Associates. So why the plan? You establish your vision and goals and objectives with this plan. I want to take it up front too. The intention of this plan is not to have it done and throw it on the shelf. The intention is there's a lot of goals and objectives and strategies in this plan to implement those goals and strategies so it's a living, breathing document. I feel like the last plan we did is to stand on the shelf and that was it. We have to continue to go. What's going on with the plan, and keep on asking questions, and here's the status. In any event, the rest of the plan is to establish policies, communicate with residents, and incorporate the vision into operating the capital budget, and of course, set framework for long-term interjudicial budgets, jurisdictional budgets. How the plan was prepared, there was basically a number of phases done, and we go through this really quickly. They hit each one of these tabs, again, this was started over a year ago. The beginning is under Route 1, the subterranean studies are downtown area. And then all led to the public hearing that was held on November 24th for this plan. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it. The intent is to present tonight and give the board another month to have any comments and get back to me for approval in January. It's a very well-written document, very easy to follow. I'll use the plan as both objectives, which are strategies, which are part of this presentation, and there's recommendations which are on page 3 of the plan. So you'll see these little round circles on the plan saying partners promote or communicate when they suggest a topic. And it's pretty slick how they do that within the document itself. The community overview there is on page 5 and page 33 of the plan. An entire overview of the community. This was done based on the number of resources they had at their fingertips. There's only a few graphs in this presentation to talk about that, but there's a lot of information in the document itself. Other factors to consider were transportation issues, other governmental jurisdictions, our village facilities, and community engagement, as I said before. There were surveys done, stakeholders, open houses, and the public was involved in this plan. This is the old land use map. And in the document, there is a new land use map. The entire rest of this presentation, which I am not going to go through every single one of these goals, but there is 13 goals, 49 objectives to those goals, and 31 strategies to implement. And that is the part I'm saying. So throw it on the shelf. It is time to implement these goals and strategies. Let me go through them real quick. There's mainly about, there's 6 items, areas. Land use, you can just keep just scrolling through this list. Transportation. See if I can, we'll go back to some of that. Downtown. And go back for a second if you can. We had a meeting with Lake County on Mount Bat today. We are still trying to figure out the starting line for Cedar Lake Road, and we're still discussing it. That is the county's preferred alignment. We are still negotiating the preferred alignment with them. We originally wanted it to go farther west.
Yeah, we wanted it to go farther west, so we are at this boundary here.
Right. And
18-foot walls right here. And the cost would be about $12 million more than we'd have to pay. And that was just not an option that we had.
So we're seeing if we can move that center line over a little bit more to get more downtown area. That's a split right down the middle. Another area was economic development, and there was a number of goals for that. Community character, we had a goal for that one. And then housing. So again, I'm going through this really quick. The intent is, because it is like an 80-page document, to give you an opportunity to review it. And I will set out this presentation for whoever wants it. It provides a nice summary of all the goals and strategies. And I know I excluded this really quick, but I really appreciate everybody's efforts in doing this. It's a one-year project at least. And the document itself, draft, is a wonderful document. There is a few other changes I like to see as far as pictures. But the rest, there's some really good information in here. I, again, appreciate everybody's support. It couldn't have been done without the board saying, let's get this done. With that, I'll take any questions or comments.
So one comment I got to make, it's actually close to a year and a half because you took over and then that was administrative. We actually started interviewing right away. We hired Bloomlight in, what, December, January. And it was long time. I have to tell you, I will commend you. I took a quick glance through the whole thing. Who's the gentleman that we have now doing or going out into the business community to try to gain this
Gino?
Yeah, Gino. I mean, this has got to help him a lot because now he's got something to do with Fresh to help him sell us. And we're all impressed with it. Huh?
That's a plan.
That's a plan. That's exactly right. And I think, you know what, you're going to... We're going to have to sit down and everybody at some point in time will discuss the plan and discuss where we move from here.
Yes.
Steve, tell me the process of implementing this plan and approving it. We have to have a public hearing.
Public hearing is not a planning and zoning meeting already on November 24th. The easy part is approving the plan by the board at the next meeting. The difficult part is the implementation, which will fall on admin's shoulders. If there is all those goals and strategies, I'd like to list
out, I think this is what we have to do. And more or less get this body of action plan to accomplish those goals and strategies.
So work proved, the public hearing has happened, the Zoning Plan Commission has made their recommendations, and we've heard it, and we will vote on it in January. And the thing that you want us, the board, myself, to primarily focus on before the next board meeting are those initiatives and goals, and take a look at the strategies that's in this, to be very familiar with that.
Prefer you focus on any changes to the plan within the next few weeks, so if there is any change that gets the mic before approval, and then we'll look at those goals.
Okay.
I'll put them together to summarize those goals in a better format than this, and what's up there. And then put all look at them and see which ones are our priority. Sort of leading into the next discussion that's on the agenda.
And the recommendations and changes that the Zoning and Plan Commission brought forward, you already made those.
We already incorporated into this document. I would have to thank John Bittnick and Kate Hirschman. Kate had 3 pages of comments, and John, I believe, at least 20. Very good comments. Very good story, John. John did a very good job of detailed review of this document. He was mostly here tonight.
You and your team, thank you. We started it, absolutely. Do you want this on the board or on the next agenda to vote on to approve?
On the next agenda.
We won't put this on. No, before there's more discussion on it. But we will move it forward at this point.
Sounds good.
Very good.
I'll stay up here.
And you moved after.
This is the second time we're submitting this to the Committee of the Whole. I also presented this to the Planning and Zoning Committee for their review. The more people that I thought saw, the better off we are. I want to thank both the board members and the planning and zoning members who gave me ideas and some help. Thank you. What I'm looking for this time from the board is we have to move memo in front of you. There were 6 main areas we wanted to do, and we really would like to start those initiatives now, meaning setting up RPs, looking at what we can look at to start these processes, include dollar amounts in the budget, but we need to start moving forward with the 6 items on the AIS, and that is the organizational restructure study, hiring an HR professional, looking at moving staff down to PW Public Works, compensation study, head secretary study, and the strategic plan process. Now, right now I'm going to tell you right up front, 2 people will be doing that. So I'm going to need some help. So that's a lot of work to be done. If there is consensus tonight, to move forward. Plus, we have the CIP and the budget going on. But I think we need this time, as we start to move to, we need to get going with this. It's going to cost some money. There's also money coming out of the budget we spend money on this year, like the CAD plan, website, that there may not be the overall large increase in admin, and that may help us in the end as far as the cost perspective. In my personal opinion, yeah, cost matters, but these steps are extremely, extremely important for the village, especially if we need a strategic planning part. So I'm going to sort of throw it out there now at the board, looking for consensus and any comments.
Well, I think you guys have been pretty clear what's going to happen online with our finances, and I think if we want to alleviate these problems, we've got to start making plans now and implementing some stuff now, making some changes now. And the longer we sit around and talk about it, look at each other cross-eyed, it's not going to get the job done. And 3 years or 4 years from now, we're going to be in the red. So I'm of the opinion we should move forward here. Let's get something out on paper and keep going for this thing.
My biggest concern that I have to date since this whole process started, is to come up with this comprehensive plan that we said is also a guidance and marketing tool for us to make some real changes in our community. Now we're talking about going into the next step and creating a strategic plan. And my biggest concern is that we've all been on the same page. This has been a great team putting this together and moving forward. And the thing that scares me the most now is that we're going to get these documents. Steve just mentioned it. Who's going to do this? There's two of them. It's an impossible task. And I don't want to go this far and have this much information for us to have it thrown on a shelf because we simply can't get to it. We have to make this effort to make this work. They need the support for this to happen. Otherwise, it's going to be a wasted effort and it's going to be a dust collector. So I'm in total support of what you're asking for us.
Can I make a suggestion here? I don't know what the rest of the board members are. We got January coming up, kind of a dead time of the month. Maybe we take a Saturday in January, and I'd love to just sit down with all of us, sit up here, and go through it, discuss goals, discuss objectives, discuss the things, go through the new thing. If it takes us 3 or 4 hours or 5 hours, who cares? But I think if we all sit down, at least we can all air our points of view, what we're looking for, what we think is important, and that Steve and everybody else in the administration knows where we're coming from. And I'd like to ask them more questions too, instead of just getting numbers to see where they're coming from, what they think is important. But I think it's time we maybe sit down at a round table discussion and actually spend some time doing some homework.
A workshop with you.
Yes.
Awesome with you.
I would agree.
Steve, a timeline on that? Does that work well with what you're envisioning to do it as soon as January?
That's fine.
You asked for help, you didn't.
What we have to do, though, hold everybody accountable, too, is I'm saying we're going to do 6 things. Mm-hmm. So we tried to put together a little sheet like what the initiative is, what the objective, goal, strategy, the action plan, then provide updates to the board. So you know either we're falling to the wayside or we're moving forward. And then we'll see how much help we need. I don't mind that. Mm-hmm. I think we need to do something like that, but I'd like to also get the comprehensive plan strategies together. That's a great start to say, here's our strategic plan. Right. And there may be others out there. Right. You know, anything we can. That's what we started. We got together on a number of occasions and said, give me your opinion. What do you think we should do?
I think you should move forward on the things that you want to get started on, but I think while you're doing that, the rest of us should be to make sure that there's nothing else that should be added to that, or you can let us know how things are going, and just see.
Well, I said, what's Steve saying? Let's take this comprehensive plan, get those goals together, those initiatives, what you plan for a strategic plan, get that together, and maybe, I agree with you, Russell, this is something that we need to have. We need to get together to have a meeting that is only this topic.
Just to talk about the hows and the whys and to make sure we're all understanding of the hows and the whys.
We need direction. You know, normally we're giving direction to them. We need direction from them.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Know where that you're all going.
I want to see where they're thinking, how this all fits with our thoughts and views and making sure so we all get on the same page.
As a rule, for me, this is, you know how I think, to agree. What it is that I imagine that you need, what I like is a meeting where I'm sitting down and all of us are all together and you say, we need this. And everyone who can do that best jumps on it with you. In other words, you won't be looking, but there'll be no one else to ask, to help you because they've already volunteered and said, hey, I'm going to spend X amount of hours helping you do whatever you need done. And that's exactly what I'm looking for. You call me up and say, hey, I need this. I'll say, fine, I've made this amount of time for you to do so-and-so, and I will spend that time with you to make sure that you get your job done. And when I start something, I try to finish it. So, I mean, that's the kind of support I can give you. So, let's put it like this. I'm all for it. Obviously, you know that.
Yes.
Okay, so.
We're looking for the board for guidance. Everything from what's more important to the board, tree trimming on a street versus patching holes, that kind of information. So we as management can say, we know, we have the guidance, now let's implement, let's track, and let's report back. Just give you met those goals and the guidance from the board. So I think that's so.
So it gives us a chance to, as a board, there's six of us, you know, six trustees, and there's six different decisions and ideas and ideologies, and we get to, you know, toss it all around as we do anyway. Toss it all around and make sure that we're coming up with the essence of what represents us all and gives you guys the directions you need. And I think the workshop is the most easy way to do it.
I agree.
So let's pick a January, let's pick a Saturday in January that everybody's free, and let's just jump on one here and just do it. I mean, if you're here at 8 o'clock in the morning, you might do it or so, at 1 o'clock, you can be done. Or whatever it takes, I don't care. I just rather sit down, and do it in one shot. Let's just pick a day and do it.
Oh, my God. Hey. Well, and the other thing I wanted to mention, too, is, you know, this plan, the last one did end up on the shelf.
Yeah,
as it changed hands from, you know, one year to the next and then to the next, it was a lost cause. You know, the whole, you know, idea behind it was kind of lost as people changed. And the visions were lost as people changed. And I think unless we look at this and decide this and put it in real motion, it's going to end up back on the shelf.
Well, I think the other problem is, too, a lot of times plans get started, but it's always started and finished by a couple of people, and not everybody gets their input, or not everybody gets to be on the same page. I think with this plan, we've had a ton of input, a ton of people, and I think not everybody's got a vested interest in it to make sure it works. Mm-hmm. And that's a big difference, instead of just one or two people making sure sometimes.
Well, Steve, you hear that you have a bunch of support up here? So I'm going to ask you to take a look at your plan and start putting together some dates that fits into what you can bring to us for us to get together. When that starts happening, let's send a message out, see if everybody can get their calendars in line, and choose a date.
There's no public here, by the way, on the side. Trustless party is...
December 17th.
Yes.
Yes. Did you hear us
through
the
same
place?
I'm sorry, I was
reading the question. Wow, where'd that one
come from? 4 out of 6 things.
Very good.
That's good. Very good.
Is there any other comment, additions?
Yeah, just real quickly, where are we with Park on Park? Because that's on a timeline, or we lose the property. I just want to make sure we're on a tickler and we're not going to lose it.
That is part of one of those goals we have. We have 6 years left. I believe so. Yeah.
I didn't think we're good that long. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I can check, but I'm pretty sure it's 6 years. Because I know it's on my board, but I'll check the days again.
Okay.
Any other comments?
Good job.
Good meeting, everybody. If there's no suggested new topics, may I get a motion to
adjourn?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Triplin. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 8:17 p.m. Thank you, everybody.
Appreciate it. Everybody have a great whole 2 years.